Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We got an email from a guy named Logan for a second date update, and he says his first date was a murder mystery dinner.
Ooh, I've heard about those.
But then he says things didn't go so well.
Okay.
So obviously when he says things didn't go well, it must mean she was murdered.
No, dude.
It's pretend, Jeffrey.
Or perhaps just maybe she was the murderer.
The audience gasping is not helping our cause right now.
I don't know. I think I'm murdering this intro right now.
You are killing it, but I don't know if that's in a good way or not.
It makes all of you accomplices to murder.
Yes!
You would be the worst villain ever.
Dude, will you stop? I'm going to lose my breath here, okay? Let's keep going.
All right, let's continue and talk to Logan. Logan, before we begin the second date investigation.
Oh, that's what it is.
Just tell me, is there blood on your hands?
Oh, come on.
Almost.
No. Murder!
Yes!
Tell us about the girl you want us to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Sabrina.
So I want to know, how did you guys end up at a murder mystery party?
So we have some mutual friends. They knew we were both single. They set us up.
Okay.
And this was right around the time my friends and I, once a year, we do this big murder mystery.
Wow.
There's like 20-something people. We get it catered. We rent this big old house. We decorate it.
So Logan and his friends are rich.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're all chipping in, you know, there's an open bar. And...
yeah, rich.
Open bar? Jeez. Dang.
I want to get in with your dorky friends, Logan.
So how did the murder mystery dinner date go?
Not so great.
Okay.
So there was mutual friends at this thing. So I thought, you know, she wouldn't be completely by herself in a group of people.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was 1940s themed. So when she showed up, I mean, she looked spectacular. Like, she went all out. She really got into it. Like, the hair, the makeup, the outfit, and, like, she looked gorgeous.
Dude, and it's awesome that she went all in,
full
right?
Character.
Yeah, I thought that's a really good sign, right?
And totally. A good sign that she knew other people there, because it would be pretty intimidating if you didn't know anyone, but...
yeah, exactly. I was trying to be, like, you know, thoughtful about that.
Okay, so why do you say things didn't go well?
So I don't know if you guys have been to one of these before. You get a packet, and it's got, like, information about your character, because you're, like, pretending to be somebody.
Uh-huh.
She and I were joking about, like, oh, come on, what does your packet say? You know, like, jokes. It was fun.
Yeah, and then, like, sometimes you'll have an accent, or you'll, you know, like, you're supposed to get fully into character.
Oh, so you're, like, acting.
Oh, man, it sounds hard.
This is fun.
It is a little hard.
I mean, you have to, like, read a whole thing, and then
become
a character.
You have to remember all the facts about yourself, like, where you're from, who you're associated with, who you know, who you don't know.
So, you know, it's sort of like live action Clue.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so she was getting really into it, which was fun. We were having a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly the lights go off.
Oh, was that planned?
Someone didn't pay the electric bill, obviously.
No. Is it part of the show or what happened?
It was definitely part of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And then they're out for a few seconds. Then they come back on and she's gone. And my first thought is she ditched me.
Oh, what?
So yeah, and I was like, oh, this can't be happening. But then we all hear a scream from upstairs, and
what?
We run into the bedroom, and there she is, dead.
Oh, no! She was the first one to kick the bucket in the game?
This is fun, though.
My friends who were in charge of putting out the packets, I don't know what they were thinking. They gave her the first victim card. You know, I felt really bad, obviously, because... I wanted to have fun solving the mystery with her.
Right.
Like, that was like the whole purpose of this date.
Oh,
and
no.
Now, honestly, you can't even really hang out with her.
You can't just like hang with the body while everyone's around and just whisper. Like,
well, I kind of did. I was in there and then like other guests were coming in and they were like drinking and like eating hors d'oeuvres like
around her.
And like she was there for like an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
No, I know.
Wow.
And at first I think it was like, oh, she's such a good sport.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, an hour and a half later, people found clues. They solved the crime. We all go back downstairs to, like, you know, okay, we solved it. Now let's just have a good time.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I got to go.
Oh, dude.
And I was like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. This is not how I wanted to go. And I said, I'll go too. We can go get a drink, just the two of us. And she said, no, I had a good time. Don't worry. But you know when somebody says that and you know they're not telling the truth?
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. I had a great time laying on the floor for two hours. Can't wait to do it again.
I mean, I would be pissed at your friends if I was you.
Yeah. Oh, I am. But they said, oh, it's the luck of the draw. But I don't know what to do. I feel like they could have, like, they knew the situation.
Yeah. You could redraw.
I feel like we can resuscitate this date. Mm. Get it? Get what I did there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but really, like, it isn't your fault. You didn't do anything bad, it sounds like. And she should give you another shot.
I would like that. I would like your help.
So have you spoken to her since your date?
No, nothing.
How long has it been?
It's been a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, my friends, it seems
we have a mystery afoot. Who murdered Miss Sabrina?
Oh my God.
What was the motive? And why would she ditch Sir Logan without a proper shagging in the conservatory?
Why do I feel like I suddenly need to scream?
We'll get to the bottom of these questions and more
after we play a song.
Okay.
Come back.
Thank you.
And call Sabrina and try and get you your second date update. All right, Sir Logan?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, hold on. Second date update. Your date dying in the first 15 minutes of the night.
Yeah. It's not good.
I'm laughing, but you'll see why.
We don't hear that a lot on these second date updates.
Never was.
But hopefully never again either.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Logan. He showed up for dinner with a girl named Sabrina. Mm-hmm. And within minutes, she was dead.
Come on, don't say it like that. Tell them the truth.
Okay, I should probably clarify. Yes. This was a murder mystery dinner.
Yes.
And her character was randomly chosen to be the first victim of the night.
There it is.
So she was, quote, murdered and had to lay on the floor for the next hour and a half until the game was over. So Logan feels terrible about how that played out, and he wants a second chance at a real date.
Yeah.
So, Logan, I don't know why this is running through my mind, but were you more attracted to her when she was alive or dead?
What? Why would that be the question?
Definitely when she was alive.
Okay, good.
Everyone has their weird kink, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
I never asked, were you able to have any conversation with her when she was a corpse?
Yeah, I mean, we did, but I, as the hour or so went on, kind of stopped wanting to talk.
Okay.
Understandably.
Yeah. She became more corpse-like as the time went on.
She's
really in character. It's really admirable.
I think she's getting more and more angry.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, hopefully she's cooled off and that she's ready to, I don't know, talk.
Cool off like a dead body, bro? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Talk to us.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I'm hoping that you guys can work your magic.
All right. We're going to dial the phone number right now and try and resurrect your second date update, okay?
All right. Sounds good, guys.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Sabrina, please?
This is she.
Hi, Sabrina. My name is Young Jeffrey, and I work for the morning radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk with me?
Can you tell me, like, what this is about?
Well, we do a segment on the show about true crime murders, and we heard that you were recently killed.
Oh my gosh, why did we let him ask the question?
Is that true? Were you killed recently?
Wait, what is happening?
Yeah, most dead bodies we call are usually confused. I see what you're talking about now, Jeffrey. Yeah.
I'm glad this dead one answered.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sabrina.
Okay. What we're really doing is something called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us and we'll call the person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So to tie it back in with the killing and the murdering, you recently went out with a guy named Logan.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a weird answer.
Yeah. We heard about the murder mystery party.
Yeah.
Makes sense now.
Right. So Logan feels a little bit bad about how that all went down.
Dude, he feels so bad that you got killed in the first 15 minutes of the party. Yeah. That was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was a pretty big bummer.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I hear that you make a lovely corpse. But
that's like an insult, I think.
It's not, though, because for real, your patience to lay there and just continue to play along for an hour and a half, I applaud.
Well, I didn't want to, like, screw up their game, so I was just following the rules, going by the packet.
That's nice of you, but it did screw up your date a little bit.
Yeah. It was a little weird.
But why didn't you want to hang out with him after the game was over? I mean, I realize that you may have been a little angry laying on the floor for an hour and a half, but...
It just didn't feel like it was going to work out. See, I kind of... I have some good information, but I know that I was meant to die at that party. Like, they didn't want me to hang out with Logan. No one wanted me... Someone didn't want me to get to know him.
What? You're saying that someone... killed you on purpose?
Yeah.
Why? Logan said that it was chosen at random.
I mean, sure, but no, it wasn't.
I feel like we have our own personal murder mystery now.
The mystery
who
deepens.
Did it?
Who really killed her?
Oh,
wait. Who killed her chances?
Why do you think that?
So I don't know how much y'all know, but I had some friends at the party already, and so at the end of the night, like, I talked to them and to see what was up, and Logan, he was in this long-term relationship for a while, and his ex did not want me there when she found out I was coming with him. And he wasn't there, but she got the host to kill me off.
Oh, my God.
What? Whoa.
She put, like, a fake hit on you.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much.
Are you sure? So his ex-girlfriend told the host to kill you off early to ruin his date.
Yeah.
That is diabolical, man. But still, that's not his fault. I mean, that's the crazy ex's fault, right?
He doesn't even know that.
Yeah, but still, like, that's pretty crazy to do that to your exes, someone that they're just hanging out with. Like, you're just going to put me on ice for, like, an hour and a half. I don't know. It's, like, another level of petty that I am not prepared to deal with.
Wow.
Man, I'm wondering how Logan feels. I'm sure he didn't know any of this.
Oh, he's going to be pissed.
Because, Sabrina, we didn't tell you, but Logan's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Logan?
God, I had no idea that she did that. I am so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, but she did, and it really wasn't cool. I'm just letting you know.
And I agree with you. That was not cool. She is not happy that I broke up with her. I'm the one who ended the relationship. She is trying to get back at me. I am so sorry.
I mean, you're saying get back at you, but I think she still, like, wants to get with you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sounds like that.
She can think whatever she wants. It is not happening.
So you're for sure over her, Logan?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. This is just one of many things in a long list of reasons why we are not together. And I was, like, hoping to, you know, meet somebody who is a good person and doesn't try to ruin people's lives.
I mean, that makes me nervous. Like, what else is she capable of? I mean, like, you probably don't know this, but she found my Instagram and she liked all of my photos on it. That's, like, another level of unhinged. Like,
wow.
Maybe you take really good Instagram photos, though, and she's just a fan.
Oh, my God. I'm actually more freaked out about the Instagram likes than I am about her killing you at a party. Isn't that weird?
I thought that was innocent, but finding her personal pages?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's pretty sadistic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say to that. Like, you're right. She is not well, but she's not going to, like, actually try to kill you.
Okay, well, you say that, but she's literally already killed me.
Fair point.
Oh, man. I mean, the only thing is Logan actually sounds like a really nice guy. And, you know, people have some crazy exes. I mean, if anything, it proves that he's very lovable.
Does it?
Well, I don't know.
I think so. I agree.
His
ex
really likes him.
I'm sketchy.
I mean, yeah, like, if his ex is willing to go through this much of a project just to, like, sabotage him, it must mean that he's really, really great.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of that.
Well, with that in mind, I would love to send you guys out on another date. We'll pay for it. I mean, if you don't say yes, then his ex is probably just going to wear your skin and go out with him anyway, so.
The ex is a bit of a turnoff, but I know he didn't know anything that she was doing, and I know that he feels really bad about it.
He was clueless.
So wait, what? What's your answer?
Yeah, so is that a yes or a no?
I mean, as long as I am not coming back to my apartment with a dagger in the door with a note saying, don't date Logan. But maybe we should give it another chance.
Yes.
That's a yes.
All right.
Okay.
Congratulations, Logan. You got a second date.
Thank you, guys. Sabrina, thank you so much for agreeing to that.
Yeah, sure, Logan. Let's just make sure that wherever we go next, it's safe.
Yeah, bodyguard.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Maybe hire one.
Yeah, it'll be safe. We can go to my house and do the one-on-one murder mystery.
Oh my god.
Is that pretty easy to figure out who the killer is if there's only two of you?
Well, I think it sounds good. There's going to be a stabbing going on a little later.
Oh, all right.
Lucky you, Sabrina.